92.9 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So bankruptcy was a hot topic on the interweb last week. The suits of corporate America are looking at the status of their revenue so far this year and trying to decide if they're in good enough shape to head into the new year the way that they are. And after crunching a lot of numbers, some are realizing that changes are going to have to be made. You coffee fanatics clearly aren't buying enough because the suits at 7-Eleven announced over the weekend that they're closing 450 of their stores across the country because of a dramatic decrease in store traffic, which results in declining sales. Walgreens announced recently they're going to close about 1,200 stores because the pharmacy chain is struggling with a drop in consumer spending. The Chicago-based hardware chain True Value, which has been in business for 75 years, they're like a fixture in America, they're filing for Chapter 11 and negotiating to sell their assets to another home improvement competitor, although they're hoping to work out a way to continue operating under the True Value brand name at their 4,500 independently owned stores. And Big Lots will also be filing for Chapter 11. They intend to close about 60 stores as part of their restructuring. It's interesting that we keep hearing that inflation is down, the economy is strong, the stock market is setting new high closing records every single day, and that the country is doing really great. But apparently that's not the reality. Maybe we need to look at it from a different perspective.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.